How tough are our kids, Tom? How tough are our kids? I mean, it's just so special. The character, the determination and effort that they show every night. I mean, if someone tells you, if someone other than us in that group would have said we're playing in a district championship game, then, hats off to them, because nobody believed but us. I'm just so proud of that group. Just, man, never quit. They never quit.
So, I find it difficult to say, what is it with Trenton that makes them so good defensively? I'll tell you what it is. A, you get your hands on a lot of basketballs, but if there's a loose ball, more often than not, your team's coming up with it. And that's not a skill. That's just having a little bit more want.
It's just desire. I mean, they're ball hawks. All of them are. I mean, they always flock to the ball. But they've really just bought in. They trust what we try to do. Nobody has an ego. Everybody just tries to do their job. And man, we just held a really good basketball team to 21 points.
Yeah.
And thankfully, that was we had enough on the other end. So I'm just so proud of this group. They do everything every night they can.
It has to be difficult when you see how well your defense is playing and you just can't get the ball in the hoop. Did frustration ever come in to that team, or did they figure we're close, we're going to find a way?
So, I mean, one game we referenced in the huddle was we played Maysville earlier this year and beat them 21-18, and at one point we were down, I think, 13-7.
Yeah.
And so, we've been in that kind of game, and we just trust that we're going to find it. We're going to find it. Trust each other, and we're going to find enough points. And, Morgan had a tough night, and she found one when we needed her to tie it up. And then her defense just dug in down there and got a stop and got a steal with Taya there. And then Chandler just controlled the game there. She mm-hmm. controlled the end of the game and found an open Morena who just had ice water on that shot.
So I'll tell you my unsung hero, because she got the steal that
Absolutely.
Got you the ball with 40 seconds left.
Absolutely.
And it felt like, and we have talked about this, that if you look at your season, it felt like about every 6 weeks, Tay would turn her ankle. And it looked like she might be out for the season with a turned ankle. And she just comes back. She makes the defensive play, and she played as much for your team tonight as she has in about 2.5 months.
Tay has had a great career that you're right, had a lot of injuries with it, but she's a gamer. She steps up again earlier this year, hit a game-winning three to send us to a championship game, made a game-winning pass to beat a great polo team. I mean, just she's a special player. I'm so proud of her.
So let me ask you here, because I know it's going to be difficult for you to fall asleep and you're going to have to get the girls back in practice Wednesday and Thursday, but you got this Milan team to deal with, and they're going to have us, Coach Hurley's going to have some ideas
Absolutely.
Off of the game 2 weeks ago. Your initial thoughts about the challenge of playing Milan here at the Ketchum Center Friday night?
We're just so glad we get to go to practice tomorrow. We're going to address it then. We're going to enjoy this, but Milan is the one seed and they're a great team for a reason. Like you said, Coach Hurley, Paulie's the best player around, but Coach Hurley's one of the best coaches around. So they're going to be prepared. We're going to get in the lab tomorrow and get prepared as well. I'll watch some film tonight and try to get ready to go. So I know our girls are going to compete, and they're going to do everything that I ask them to do, and that's all we can do.